Talk about that.
Hey, how about this, gang?
How about this, gang?
Oh, yeah, this happened in San Francisco.
Wait, San Francisco, it's got to be about pot.
You know, the Cannabis Healing Center, it's one of those places that passes out pot to sick people. More than 24 sheriff's deputies swooped down, according to the Associated Press, swooped down on San Francisco's largest medical marijuana club in a pre-dawn raid Monday to shut it down in keeping with the judge's orders. 4 days after Superior Court Judge William Cahill declared the club a public nuisance, a locksmith let a busload of deputies, it says deputies, people, but can I translate that for you?
Go right ahead.
Pigs.
Pigs?
Pigs.
Pigs? You mean swine.
You know, Rush Limbaugh's always doing that. He'll, like, read something out of the newspaper, and then he'll say, This is how the liberal media is presenting. Let me tell you what it really says. What they're really saying here is that Clinton's killed 80 people in Arkansas. 4 days after Superior Court Judge William Cahill declared the club a public nuisance.
I am Rob. Listen to me read. Listen to me read. I'm Rob.
Anytime you want to have a reading contest, we'll let Jim pick the book. And if you want to have a reading contest, dude, anytime you want to have a radio reading contest.
I vote for either the Bible or the phone book, all right?
Yeah, well, we'll see about that.
Do you think this is something we should do on the air, or should we do this in the privacy of our own apartment?
We don't have an apartment, dude. We have an apartment.
People who
together.
Listen to the radio, they
don't
know any
have
better.
An apartment together.
It's just like the Beatles and Help.
No,
remember
it's
that?
Not when it's the
I'm the guy with the sunken
it's
bed.
Like Jeremy and Gordon.
I'm the guy with the sunken bed. He's got the pinball machine. That's why he's so stupid.
I'm the one getting all the birds.
He should be reading and he's playing pinball.
They let a busload of deputies in through a back door of the Cannabis Healing Center at 6 a.m. They evicted 7 people staying there, changed the locks, and spent most of the day taking an inventory of the building's contents.
What do you think they were doing?
I'm taking inventory, dude.
All right, yeah, taking inventory at the pot store.
Oh, yeah.
I'll apply for that job anytime.
The raid was the second time the 9,000-member club has been shut down. This time, deputies will remain around the clock to ensure that it does not reopen, Sheriff Mike Hennessy said. About 3 handfuls of dried marijuana and 3 dozen 4-inch plants were found. Sheriff Hennessy said that. No one was arrested. The raid was the latest skirmish over Prop 215, the voter-approved measure legalizing marijuana for medical use in California.
And in other news, Jerry Springer has hired a top-shelf private eye, that's a dick, to find out how he was secretly videotaped in a sex romp with 2 women in their 20s. Now, what's Jerry Springer doing in a hotel room with 2 women in their 20s?
The wild thing. Woof, 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 woof.
So, this dick, his name is Anthony Pelicano. His clients have included Michael Jackson and Mark Furman. He says that a crime has been committed and we're looking into it. We're going to bust those people who videotaped poor old Jerry in a hotel room alone with 2 young women in their 20s.
Oh, yeah. It was a 28-year-old and her 21-year-old stepdaughter, something like that.
You might have seen the pictures in a supermarket near you.
Yeah.
So how about that? Jerry Springer goes from one sex scandal in Cincinnati to another sex scandal now that he's a big TV star. Do you think he'll be on the Jerry Lewis telethon this year after all these sex scandals?
Why not? I mean,
he's getting so much bad press. His show.
No bad press.
He's getting so much bad press because his show is so stupid. And
that's another thing, dude. Just like, you know, a lot of Americans are uptight about drugs and and booze, and these things which aren't necessarily good for you, but they're not some kind of great evil that is immediately going to lead to the downfall of the country. Well, we need to address these issues honestly and openly and deal with them as mature adults. The same with sex. I don't think that the position of, man, I really like sex. I wouldn't mind being in a 3-way with a couple of pros. Just because you have that kind of attitude doesn't mean that you're not necessarily a concerned, caring individual when it comes to helping kids with a debilitating disease like muscular dystrophy. So I don't think that if Jerry Springer wants to go to a hotel room with a couple of hot, although they're kind of weird looking.
Wasn't one of them like a mom?
They were really weird looking. But they were stepmother and that kind of stuff. Like adopted stepmother or something weird. But if Jerry wants to go have a tryst, to me, that doesn't affect his compassion for the diseased, the sick, the ailing in our society. I think you can be a horn dog and a concerned, caring individual.
Really?
Jerry Lewis, for years, was a drug addict, but he was also a concerned, caring individual.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Lewis, for years, made millions of dollars by making fun of the retarded. His whole career basically was built around making fun of the developmentally disabled. It made him millions of dollars. Therefore, when he decided to cleanse his soul by doing these telethons and helping out people with muscular dystrophy, when he became a pill-popping junkie, when he was all hopped up on goofballs, I don't think that necessarily diminished his concern and compassion for these children. WAIF Cincinnati, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444 is the phone number.
It's time now for a special segment that we do from time to time. We call it Kung Fu Theater. Are you ready?
Well, Jim, are you ready?
I mean, he's got a
Jim says he's ready. Jim, you're the star.
Stand by, ladies and gentlemen, for Chris and Rob's Kung Fu Theater.
Me.
Chris and Rob are once again... What are you doing?
I was going to adjust the mic for Jim. I thought my mic was still turned off.
No.
He had it turned off.
Hear the music. It's time for Kung Fu Theater.
Oh!
Chris and Rob are once again proud to bring you Kung Fu Theater. Tonight's episode is called White House Hijinks. We join President Bill Clinton in the Oval Office having a cup of joe with a few Chinese contributors to the Democratic National Committee.
Hey there, Ching Chung Ping Fang. You boys sure are a short bunch of yellow fellers, aren't you?
Also, Mr. President.
Hold on a minute, Wing Wang Duck Dong. Listen, is it true what they say about a Chinese woman's red snapper? Is it really crooked or slant or sideways or something?
Mr. President. We need to talk to you about buying satellite technology. Well,
hold on there a minute now, Duck Sauce. Don't get your little red communist panties in a pot. Listen, I'd love to do a little in and out with Chinese woman. You boys arrange that. They got state troopers in China, don't they?
Uh-huh.
But I heard if they had sex with a Chinese woman an hour later, you're horny again.
Mr. President?
What is it, Madeline? Can't you see I'm entertaining the guys who bankrolled my re-election campaign?
Mr. President, look out! Behind the curtain! It's the evil Shih Tzu clan! They've come for our satellite technology! Look at Hillary go!
Join us again for more stiletto-sharp political satire on Chris and Rob's Kung Fu Theater. Band is called The Andersons. If you'd like to know more about The Andersons, they have a website, and it is currently linked up to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show website.
Oh, please read our address again.
www.cincinnatlas.com. That's www.cincinnatlas.com. That's like a Cincinnati and an Atlas. You stick them together, you get the cincinnatlas.com. Check out the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show webpage. It's got all kinds of... What's going on? Shut up. It's got all kinds of audio segments from the program that you can download and listen to, and it's also got photos, pictures of me and Rob in all of our glory.
Oh, yeah.
And some other neat things. So check out the cincinnatlas.com. The WIIF homepage is there, too.
Saw Godzilla the other day.
The movie Godzilla?
Oh, yeah.
How was it?
You know, here's the deal, dude. Okay, sure, dude. The special effects are fantastic, but is that really entertainment? I mean, after you see, you know, computer graphics and every other commercial that's on TV, and you've seen Jurassic Park, and you've seen all this stuff, I mean, just can you skate by on special effects? The answer? No.
Well, these guys that made Godzilla are the same guys that made Independence Day a couple years ago.
And like Independence Day...
And there was no plot. There was no acting, just special effects.
And like Independence Day, they blow up a lot of buildings that you're familiar with.
Oh, did they do that in Godzilla?
Yeah, they blew up the Chrysler Building, which you say the name and you don't... I didn't picture it in my head, but when I saw it, I knew I'd seen it before. And they blow up Madison Square Garden, which...
Really?
It's a pretty famous building.
Yeah. What about the Empire State Building?
No, they don't blow... I guess because King Kong did that.
What about Statue of Liberty?
Nope.
What about Carew Tower in Cincinnati, Ohio?
No, it was in Manhattan, and I don't know. It was kind of cool. Go see it on a matinee. Don't spend the $8. Spend the $3.50 or $4 to see it. And it's a good popcorn muncher.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. Hello, Dimitri.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Dimitri, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, no anchovies is going to be no more after the 1st of June, and I was wondering if...
What?
You'd like to join me in a moment of silence, because we're not, me and Angry John of Oxford Drain fame aren't going to be down here making any more handsome blonde calzones for our friends the Gaslight District. We're getting a little misty-eyed tonight, mopping the floors.
Dimitri, could you do me a favor?
The screens.
Slow down a minute, Dimitri. I can feel your pain. I can feel your sorrow. Here's what I'd like you to do, Dimitri. Sort of... as a tribute and as, you know, sort of a way of paying homage to the best pizza in the tri-state, at least in many, many decades, could you give a brief history of the No Anchovies pizza place and the people that run it and the people that work there and the people who come in and eat it?
Well, back in the 50s, the lovely and talented Georgetown sisters and their partner, Kelly, taking a break, Cunningham, founded... a pizza place that was for the people, you know, for the proletariat, for the little guy, for the working class heroes. And they hired, you know, a staff of musicians, artists, the disenfranchised, talented weirdos that couldn't get jobs other places. And,
you mean people with bad haircuts?
Yeah, yeah. And it was kid-friendly, and it was a wonderful place for the kids to hang out at. And now it's all coming to an end. And
why? Why is it coming to an end?
There's a little sadness.
Can't the dream continue on forever and ever?
Well, the thing about, you know, it's one of those things like a flame that only burns so bright for so long. And all good things come to pass. And we're all broke up about it tonight, but I just thought you'd like to join me in a little reflection. You know, some memories. I know you have a lot of memories of your own.
At the No Anchovies?
At the No Anchovies on Ludlow here in the Gaslight District.
I could tell a few. When is the last opening day here for the No Anchovies pizza place on Ludlow Avenue?
A week from today.
Well, I guess that gives us all one more week to rush in and get a slice.
There's a lot of last-minute excitement.
Is there? What's your favorite ingredient at No Anchovies?
I don't know. The feta cheese, the spinach, you know, I've grown really... close to the food. I've become really zen-like with the food.
Well,
vegetables.
I've worked at pizza places before, and I know that when you do work at a pizza place, you do take home the smell of the food for quite a while.
Which is an aphrodisiac, you know?
It is.
There's nothing that women love more than the smell of anchovies and...
green peppers.
Yeah.
Jalapenos.
Olive juice. Olive. Bleach.
So are you guys open next Tuesday
fresh
night?
Fresh garlic. We'll be here.
All right, we'll be there, too.
Well, why don't we work out a big closing celebration a week from tonight right here on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show?
I was thinking we should. We should have sort of like the No Anchovies Chris and Rob Roller Disco Orgy Say Goodbye to No Anchovies Blood and Glitter Rock and Roll Review.
You're
on the
overdoing
radio
it, Dimitri, but the bottom line is you have your people get in touch with my people and we'll put something together.
Smashing. Thanks, Chris.
You bet, Dimitri.
Bye-bye.
Here's your moment of silence for No Anchovies. I said no anchovies. All right. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I didn't know that, man. That's sad. I didn't know about that.
I told you about it the other day, didn't I?
You did not. You never tell me anything.
It's because you're such a moron. No, you forget it the next minute.
As soon as I tell you something, you forget it. You tell me stupid
you
stuff.
You should have done
matter.
So many drugs when you were in the Army. I mean, I know the Army was putting stuff in your food anyway, but, you know, you gotta try to retain a little. It's called retention.
Oh, okay. I remember now. You told me, this is what you told me. You told me that because they hired all those weirdos that they scared away the normal customers, and only people who could afford to go there were the people who had no money and didn't really buy much, and all the people with money were scared to go there. That's what you said. You were talking about no anchovies? That's the place you were talking about? I had no idea. I thought you were talking about that skateboard shop downtown. You were talking about no anchovies, though? Man, I had no idea. It's 11:28 at WA. Actually, it's like that clock's wrong. It's 11:31 at WAIF.
This is the Chris. Now we're going to find out if we can compete with Dave and Jay.
I have no idea who Dave and Jay are.
I think
Letterman and
I think we can.
Cow.
The phone number is 749-1444, and we're going to have a heck of a lot more fun right here in the next half hour than you're going to have anywhere else. So call in, stay tuned, and be a part of the show. 749-1444. And here's Rob to tell us about a little prank that happened in Ottawa Hills, Ohio, at the Ottawa Hills High School.
Hmm.
This is the one with all the bugs. So let me get you some buggy music. We'll get you some buggy music. Hang on. It's coming.
What a moron. Yeah, this is the sound of Leno and Letterman running for their lives in the Cincinnati market. Ottawa Hills. I think that's up by Toledo, is it not?
It's a suburb of, it's kind of like the Indian Hill of Toledo.
So it's a fancy schmancy.
If they have fancy schmancy in Toledo.
So when you lived in Perrysburg, you pretended you lived in Ottawa Hills.
Oh, yeah.
Like how when you live in Norwood, you pretend you live in Hyde Park.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ottawa Hills School Superintendent William Reimer, I call him Big Bad Bill. He's seen his share of senior pranks. There is the one time the school walls and floors were coated with grease. And there was another time when locks were filled with glue. That's the kind of stuff Reimer is willing to write off as good fun.
Oh, yeah.
But seniors who released Madagascar hissing cockroaches in the school crossed the line, Reimer said. Custodians, when they weren't putting sawdust on vomit, found hundreds of the giant insects, many about 2 inches long and an inch wide, creeping along the hallways around 6:30 a.m. last Friday. There were so many of the bugs that classes for Ottawa Hills High School students in this Toledo suburb had to be canceled. Local entomologist and retired pest exterminator Jim Benchoder said Madagascar hissing cockroaches can be bought by mail order. He said it was unlikely homes in the neighborhood would be infested from the roaches. Reimer said the prank is being treated as a breaking and entering because a door was pried open for access to the building. We will absolutely prosecute to the fullest.
Have those kids ever been down here to WAIF? Because sometimes these roaches out in the hallway here hiss at me.
They're huge. These are the Walnut Hills hissing cockroaches. They're much more vicious than anything Madagascar
sure
can scare off.
They'll kill you for your shoes.
Oh, they'll rear up on their back legs and bite you on the knee.
749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Have you ever played a prank on your school, like letting loose a bunch of Madagascar and hissing cockroaches loose? Have you ever been hassled by the man? And do you know why monkey bones were found in the remains of Boston Gardens after they tore down Boston Gardens last week? You know, that's where the Boston Celtics play.
And the Bruins, too, I think.
Since 1928. It was either monkey bones or the bones of a leprechaun.
Once there was a power outage at George Washington Junior High School in Lindenwall in Hamilton, Ohio. Things go dark. Sort of, kind of dark. As we're going between classes. So a friend of mine takes this opportunity to punch the principal in the back of the head. It wasn't that damn dark. He got busted immediately. And I think was asked to leave school for about 5 days. There's another time when a prank played on school, also George Washington Junior High School, right there in southern Hamilton in the Lindenwall area, when a kid took a condom. At that time, we called them flub-a-dubs. And he filled it up with a little bit of ivories and threw it in the classroom at a teacher as he walked by. I think he was gone for about 10 days for that one. Those are the only two big, giant school pranks I can remember, and those are just very horrible sophomoric and not even worth mentioning.
I think it's time for a word from one of our sponsors, but if you'd like to call into the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, call in now. The phone number is 749-1444. So please call in, and now it's time for a word from one of our sponsors.
As prom season approaches, remember, kids, don't let this happen to you.
Wow, what a mess. Look at this crash. It's horrible. But at least these kids died looking good on prom night.
Oh, no, not this guy. Look at him. What a cheap tux. He looks like the maitre d' at a strip club.
I tell you, it's a crying shame. It's bad enough being dead, but wow, to be dead and wearing unfashionable formal wear like this, now that is a shame.
These kids will never learn. Every year we find good dead kids in bad tuxedos. How sad.
Yes, kids, don't let this happen to you. If you're going to drink and drive and die on prom night, and you know and some of you will, then look good. Come to Happy Penguin's Tuxedo Shop, home of the good-looking tuxedo. Your grandma will be glad you did.
This is the Chris and Rob Sunshine Power Hour. The phone number is 749-1444. Hello, Mike.
Hello, how's it going?
Okay, what's on your mind, Mike?
Well,
where'd you get a name like that anyway, Mike?
I think my mother gave it to me.
You know, all night long tonight we've been getting calls from people with names like Dimitri or Vampire or Fantastic Pezman, and you have to call in with a name like Mike.
Call me Mike Henry.
What's on your mind, Mike? I can't get used to that,
Mike. You're talking about school pranks?
Uh-huh.
I did something like 20 years ago. I set my school on fire.
You can't do that.
It's not much of a prank.
Was for me.
Did it burn all the way down?
No, it was a small fire.
Wanton vandalism is not a prank.
Well, you know, I almost went to jail for arson.
Well, you know, you damn sure should have.
I probably should have, but I straightened my shit out, and now I'm doing pretty good.
What are you doing now, Mike?
I do about 40 grand a year.
But not, besides patting yourself on your back. What are you dealing drugs?
No, absolutely not.
You work in construction?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, but you know.
Well, ride the wave while you still have a healthy back, dude.
Well, actually, I'm more of a supervisor.
Cool.
There's nothing wrong with being the boss.
So, let me ask you one question, Mike.
Yes.
What percentage of the people working for you work under the table?
Where I'm at, almost all.
Almost.
Which makes us making more money than most people.
Wait a minute, Mike. What is it exactly that you do?
Floor covering.
Dude, in the construction business, more than half of the people work under the table.
Wrong.
Everybody I know in construction had to work for like 4 or 5 years before they finally started getting paid.
Well, you work 4 or 5 years under the table until you figure out how to do it right.
And then you start getting paid over. And then they bitch because they get paid less because taxes are taken out and Social Security's taken out.
Well, by the time you pay for your help, your insurance, your vehicles, your whatnot, your supplies, you're making about $100 a week being an independent person. Now, if you go hourly and you do it right, your taxes get paid, you make a good dollar, and then you could go out and make the cash on the side, which really makes it.
Get to work on those weekends.
Well, yeah, you gotta work a lot.
Dude, I'd rather party, man.
Well, you know, I come a little bit from starting fires.
Hey, when I was working at Van Loonen's in Fairfield, I was the wily vet in the garden department. I'd been there like 8 months. So I'd been around the block a few times. We hired this new kid, some snot-nosed punk kid. He was still in school. I was 17 and I already graduated. And, you know, the new guy, he's the guy that has to work on Friday and Saturday night, right? That's just the way it works. You know, the new guy's got to work the bad hours. That's just the way it is in the real world.
There are no bad hours. They're all good.
And anyway, this kid says, hey, do I got to work Friday night? And the supervisor says, well, yeah. And he says, oh, I'd really like to have Friday night off because you know I like to party.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, you're 15. You don't know how to party.
So how come you're working tonight?
Hey, I tell you what, because there are no bad hours.
Sleep. You got to stay up and work.
No, there are no bad hours, remember?
Yes, this is true. This is true.
No, there are a lot of bad hours, Mike.
I know there are.
But, all right, well, you're a vandal, and we can't be seen consorting
with
your type.
No, man, I'm a reformed vandal without going to jail.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you straightened your life out and continue putting on those floor coverings.
Well, thank you, sir. You have a good evening.
Later.
See you, Mike. You know, when I was in high school, I was in, must have been second or third year, we had public speaking class. I think they called it IPCO.
I thought you were going to say when you were in high school, you were in band, and everybody'd be like, no kidding.
No. I think they called it IPCO, Interpersonal Speech Communication.
Green. That was a BG. They had IPCO.
Well, I don't remember what they called it in high school, but they called it, so it was like your speech class. And there was one segment in the class where they teamed us up. I think there were three or four of us on a team, and you had to give a news broadcast. One of you was Norma, one of you was Jerry, and one of you was Pat Barry. Well, guess which one I was.
I
was the weatherman, right? So the one dude, he gives his little news report and makes up a story. Another dude, he gives a little report. He makes up a story, something about, you know, I don't know, child pornography. And then they say, well, go to weather for a weather report, right? So I started to give the weather report. Well, that particular day, I decided that the weather report would be for fog. And as soon as I started saying that there would be fog, I had another kid, a little lackey, you know, some little lackey kid who was a year younger than me. I said, when I say there's going to be fog, I said, here, light off the smoke bomb my dad got me. Okay, well, the kid lights off the smoke bomb as soon as I said, we're predicting fog, right? There was a little more smoke in this little smoke bomb than I had counted on. They evacuated the whole damn school. I had to stay after school for 3 months. Just from the lighting off this little smoke. It was part of my, you know, it was part of the report, right? I wanted to bring the weather home to you, so I wanted to have Doppler weather, you know? So,
Jim, do you want to explain to him the difference between fog and smoke?
So anyway, there was a lot of smoke. I mean, the kids in the class were coughing and hacking, and we opened up some windows. That didn't work. Next thing you know, there's smoke going up and down the hallway.
Did you throw the bomb out the window?
Who would have thought? It was hot. It was on fire. Who would have thought one little smoke bomb would make enough smoke to fill the entire St. Xavier High School? Who would have thought? One little smoke bomb. It's not even as big as the palm of your hand. That thing holds enough smoke probably to fill Madison Square Garden. It's 20 minutes until 12. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Taking your calls at 749-1444. This is the Kinks.
Hello, who is that speaking, please?
I'm on a party line, wondering all the time. Ah!
So if you're partying on your party line and you need a touch-tone phone in order to get in, keep this in mind. If you look at your Cincinnati Bell telephone bill, you'll find an itemized charge every month for your touch-tone service. Now, every customer pays this premium in order to have touch-tone service, even though they have discontinued providing rotary telephone service because touch-tone service is now the norm.
Touchtone is cheaper than the pulses or whatever they call it, rotary service.
Starting this month, Cincinnati Bell will cease offering rotary service, and they say that they're going to eliminate the added charge for the Touchtone service that they offer. But they're going to raise the charge of, what is it called? They call it the base fee. It says here, the base fee for service will be raised to include the previously itemized charge. So in other words, they're taking about 72 cents a month and adding it to your base fee, and they're eliminating your touch tone. Okay, here's the bottom line. You're not getting a break. And at 72 cents a month, that might not seem much to you as a consumer of telephone services, but to the telephone company, it makes up for millions and millions of dollars.
And there's this weird thing. It's like a callback service. Where you can just pick up the phone and like hit a couple numbers and you call back the number that just dialed you?
Not everybody can do that. You gotta pay extra for that.
But have you? It's gone haywire.
How's that?
I call people all the time, and as soon as I hang up, my phone rings immediately. At work and at home. And I was telling people about it at work, and this guy was just like you're looking at me now, just like, you're retarded.
The bottom line here is that Cincinnati Bell is charging you more and giving you less. Less service, less convenience, less decent quality phone service.
And the deal is, like, I've seen on my phone bill, it'll say, like, callback charges to at 35 cents, and we're going to charge 70 cents because we called, you know, we used this callback service thing. We never did. It just clicked off automatically. A few times I've called my voicemail at work, like in the middle of the night, I'll have an idea or something.
You have voicemail?
I'll call my voicemail at the job.
Man.
And I'll be damned as soon as I don't hang up, my phone rings at home because my voicemail's called me back right away.
That job you got at Chiquita is really paying off.
And so obviously my company that I work for is being charged.
Does Hernandez know that every time he picks a banana, he's paying for your voicemail?
That's incredible.
Does he know that?
We're getting screwed over by the phone company, man. They got a monopoly. There's no competition there, man.
This is the Chris and Rob Sunshine Power Hour. The phone number is 749-1444. Hello, Nick.
Yes?
Hi, Nick.
How's it going?
Welcome to the program. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are your radio pals.
All right.
Yeah, hey, check it out. You're on the radio, man.
All right. So what do you want to know?
Well, you called us, dude.
Huh?
Yeah. Nick, tell me about your girlfriend.
I don't have one.
Why not, Nick?
Huh?
Why not?
Too nice of a guy, probably.
Well, why'd you call us?
Because my friend Dean was on the radio earlier and talking about how he got pulled over.
You know, Dean, that was at the beginning of tonight's show, and I'm sure that no one is still listening, but if someone was tuned in then, they'd know that Dean was hassled by the man for doing nothing.
Yep.
How do you feel about that, Nick?
I guess they're doing their job sometimes. Sometimes they take it a little far. So, personally, I got pulled over and searched and everything just having a Grateful Dead sticker on my car.
Well, I think Dean mentioned you.
Yeah.
Now, a police officer can't pull you over just for having a Grateful Dead sticker
I had a burnout license plate light.
Well, that's why they pulled you over then.
Yeah, you're a burnout.
What's that?
They pulled you over because you're a burnout.
Not hardly.
Nick, do you do drugs?
I drink every once in a while.
Drinking is a drug.
But not like anything else.
You don't smoke pot or do 8-balls, you don't smoke crack or do lines of cocaine?
Oh, no.
Okay, good for you.
I didn't think they'd sell you a Grateful Dead sticker unless you did that stuff.
What did the cops find when they pulled you over with your Grateful Dead sticker and your burned out taillight?
A pack of cigarettes.
And how old are you?
I'm 19.
Are you old enough to have that pack of smokes?
Yes, I am.
So what happened?
It was right in the middle of a downpour. I got pulled over. He looked through my truck and everything, took me out, patted me down, and looked in my pockets, and I sat in the sheriff's car for a while.
Were you scared?
Not really. But then, I mean, I don't have anything to be scared of.
Weren't you scared of the cops? You know, they could just kill you, bury you in a shallow grave, and no one would ever know.
You don't have to do nothing wrong to get busted in Union Township, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I think you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a sheriff, actually.
Well, you know, a lot of these sheriffs and police officers are Masons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
And there's nothing worse than a Mason.
Yeah. I don't know. Just...
Do you like to go to Kings Island a lot, Nick?
Not really.
It's kind of a drag, all those rides and roller coasters and greasy food. It's kind of a bum trip, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about that beach water park out there by you?
What's that?
The beach water park?
Yeah, I'm a little fat to go to the beach.
Are you a big boy?
Yeah.
How big are you?
About 6'6", 300 pounds.
That's big. I wouldn't arm wrestle you.
I'm not that. I didn't say it was strong.
Well, Chris is a little punk, so you could probably take him, Nick.
I know a lot of them.
What, did you scare the cops, though, since you're 6'6 and 300 pounds or whatever?
Actually, the cop was a little bit bigger than I was.
Really?
Yeah.
So you got a couple of big bull mooses in here going at it.
Yeah.
Well, Nick, thanks for checking in, and now we know that no matter how big you are, no matter how old you are, no matter how clean you are, you can still be hassled by the cops.
Yep.
Just don't have the wrong kind of stickers on your car.
Yeah.
And people, I'm telling you, you got to check the little things. You got to check the, well, the brake lights aren't a little thing. The brake lights are a huge thing.
Well, no,
you got to check your brake lights. You got to check your headlights. You got to check your turn signals. You got to check your license plate lights. You got to check that Cyclops light, the Liddy light in the back.
Don't forget the e-check.
You got to check all that stuff.
You got to do your e-check.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to get that done sometime.
All right, Nick, take it easy.
All right, thanks
Nick,
a lot.
Nick, in the summertime, did you ever go to camp Tons of Fun?
Nope.
Summer camp for fat kids.
Nah, I haven't done that yet.
Hope all Nick right. Hitch beats you up.
Later, Nick.
All right, talk to you guys later.
Chris and Rob, Sunshine Power Hour. The phone number, 749-1444.
I hope Nick beats you up when
he
runs
into. He probably will.
So this has been our first show on the new time slot. I guess it's been just as horrible as all the other shows.
Hey,
on.
You can't ask for much more, can you?
We've only got 9 more minutes of this, don't we?
Looks that way.
Well, yeah, but you think the jazz guys will be in?
The inside-outside jazz program is going to be here at midnight every night for a while, so you'll want to stay tuned.
Not every
that.
Night, just every Tuesday night,
yeah,
Wednesday morning.
That's what I meant. These guys, they play a little Ornette Coleman, a little Sun Ra, sometimes some Cecil McBee, John Coltrane, Miles Davis, some of the guys you never heard of.
The Loneliest Monk.
Bill Evans.
Sonny Sherrock.
Oh, yeah. So you want a Pharaoh Saunders?
Oh, yeah. All the cats.
You want to stay tuned for that.
They can blow, man.
Up at midnight. Tomorrow
night. Herbie Hancock.
Tomorrow night at this time, you'll be hearing the Hemp Rock Radio. And the night after that, that's Thursday night at midnight, Bill Shamblin out in left field. He's a wacky kind of guy. All right, we're going to take time out for a second for a word from our sponsor. This is from Camp Tons of Fun.
Hey, kids. Tired of being called fatty 2x4 just because you're a little overweight? Hey, kids. Tired of not being able to get through the kitchen door because you're too fat? Hey, kids. When you sit around the house, do you sit around the house? Are you tired of having your own zip code? Well, listen up, Jabba. Camp Tons of Fun is the summer camp you're looking for. Nothing but fat kids attend Camp Tons of Fun, so there's nobody around to pick on you. In fact, the only kids who get the crap beat out of them at Camp Tons of Fun are the midgets from Camp Pygmy across the lake. At Camp Tons of Fun, you'll enjoy ice cream eating contests, the belly flop competition in Lake Lardwater, and our weekly hikes into town to the local Dairy Queen for double cheeseburgers and chocolate shakes. So reserve your spot now. Call 1-800-LARD-BUTT. Don't miss another second of summer camp fun at Camp Tons of Fun. That's 1-800-LARD-BUND. Call now.
Looking it on the sunny side, even when they say you're on the slide, and for a while they'll say your records never make it, but in a while they're gonna be showering you with praises. They'll give you mediocre reviews and put you in the underground for a while. But look a little on the funny sunny side of life. Look a little on the sunny side. You sing them the blues and then they ask for a happy tune. And when you start to smile, they say, give me that rhythm and blues. And when you give them the rhythm and blues, they'll simply smile and say, we didn't want to hear you play. We didn't like you anyway. It's very hard to please the people every single time. But look a little on the sunny side. Ever upset you, cause for a while the cynics will all be out to get you. You gotta be shrewd, you gotta be strong, you gotta convince yourself that you're not wrong. Whistle a tune and sing if you catch a happy little song. And look a little on the sunny side.
At the Chris and Rob Sunshine Power Hour, we're always looking on the sunny side as well, because the sunshine side is the side we want to be on. We don't want to be on the dark side, the evil side, the bad side, the greasy side. This is the Chris and Rob Sunshine Power Hour coming to a close. If you want to be one of the last callers tonight, 749-1444. I'm Chris and he's Rob.
Hey babies.
Babies. What's a babies?
Hey man, I don't know. I'm just, this is it. The word, like, this usually we just now be coming in, but now we're just ready to go out. It's a completely different thing, man. It's a different vibe, different
and
concept.
And now we can go get drunk.
Yeah.
Woo!
Used to we had to get drunk during the show. Now we can go after the show.
The Cincinnati Shakespeare Festival is closing its fourth spectacular season.
They're so hoity-toity.
With a new, well, they're the Shakespeare Festival.
Yeah, the Shakespeare Festival.
Well, they're doing the Three Musketeers June 4th to 21st.
That's not a Shakespeare thing.
Oh, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of, you know.
It's old and you
Three
can't
Musketeers,
understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like old English.
Okay, great.
So the Three Musketeers June 4th. And it'll be down at 719 Ray Street, the location of the old movie theater. The Cincinnati Shakespeare Festival. Check it out.
The chicks are hot though, and they wear like they're like naked. They just like they come out.
And with the bosoms.
They got the bosoms working, and sometimes they're just wearing like leotards, and it's just like they dip their butts in paint.
If he burps, we're not taking his call. Find out if he's gonna burp. If he's gonna burp, we're not gonna take his call.
We'll hang around. No.